Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, portion of passage 845. It is what is of the will of man that is influenced by hell, and not so much what is of the understanding, unless this has been immersed in cupidities or strong desires, which are of the will. Evils, which are of the will, are what condemn man and thrust him down to hell, and not so much falsities, unless they become conjoined with evils. For then the one follows the other. The truth of this statement may be seen from the case of very many of those who are in falsities and yet are saved, which is the case with many among the Gentiles, who have lived in natural charity and in mercy, and with Christians who have believed in simplicity of heart. Their ignorance and simplicity excuse them, because in these there can be innocence. But it is otherwise with those who have confirmed themselves in falsities, and have thus contracted such a life of falsity that they refuse and reject all truth. For this life of falsity must be vastated before anything of truth and thus of good can be inseminated. It is, however, still worse with those who have confirmed themselves in falsities under the influence of their cupidities, so that the falsities and cupidities have come to constitute one life. For these are they who plunge themselves into hell. Reading further from Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 6822. The church is cared for when man is led to good. And he who does this from charity loves the neighbor, for he desires and wills for another heaven and happiness of life to eternity. Charity is practiced if, through the truth which is of the church, the neighbor is led to good. If in the church anything is called truth which leads away from good, this is not worthy of mention, for it is not truth. Everyone must first obtain for himself truth from the doctrine of the church and afterward from the word of the Lord. This must be the truth of his faith. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.